everything was undone years ago, so you needed a lot of labour. When I took over the greenhouses, we employed two people, but when my grandfather had them, he employed four or five.
Things really started to go downhill in the 70s. So up until then, I think there was a reasonable amount of money to be made, particularly when Grandad was in his prime, because of the wars and food shortages, etc. But then when you got to the stage of people having freezers, then they used to have a lot more frozen food and nobody needed the fresh fruit as it came into season.
It started to go downwards where there was no seasons. You can get sprouts all the way through the year. You can get leeks all through the year. Not off local, but it was coming in from all over the place. Growers could have two or three chain of growing and get a living off it. But as more produce came in, there wasn't a living. The wages declined so much that they just had to pack up. So really speaking, we all blame the supermarkets. And to a point, that is true.
When the Smithfield market closed in the middle 80s, there was all those people who used to grow stuff and put stuff on the market. Not all of them did it full time. There was a lot of part-time growers and other jobs as well. So they kind of stopped. It wasn't viable for them to do it anymore. A lot of the other growers, at one time I probably got about 50 different growers around the area that I was moving their produce for them. But as they kind of got older, nobody took it on. As they retired, it fizzled out slowly.
Very often he'd be, you know, very upset when he put the phone down to find that, you know, the spring onions had made something like 2p a bunch, and it was just not really worth all the effort over the months that had gone in. And so it was quite soul-destroying to find that, you know, all the effort and actually made a pittance.